With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Thousands brave snowy weather and bone-chilling temperatures to attend the 51st annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. Friday. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he was an unplanned baby.
I am myself a product of an unplanned pregnancy. In January of 1972, exactly 1 year before Roe v. Wade, my parents, who were just teenagers at the time, chose life. And I am very profoundly grateful that they did.
President Biden signs a stopgap funding bill that keeps the government funded into early March. The legislation punts the government funding deadline to March 1st for four appropriation bills and extends the deadline for eight others until March 8th. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States launches more airstrikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. Friday, the White House said the Navy conducted three successful self-defense strikes against Houthi missile launchers. The U.S. recently reclassified the Iranian-backed group as a terrorist organization after they were removed from the terror list by Biden. A grand jury in New Mexico indicts Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge.
Prosecutors say there's new analysis of the gun that was used when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded in 2021 on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin was pointing a gun at Hutchins during rehearsal.
I take the gun out slowly. I turn, I cock the pistol. Bang, it goes up. She hits the ground. She goes down. He goes down, screaming.
Alec Baldwin told police he pulled back the hammer, but not the trigger.
I've been doing this. I shot enough guns in my day in movies. I've never seen this before.
A charge of involuntary manslaughter was dismissed last year. Prosecutors said the gun might have malfunctioned, but this new report says the trigger had to have been pulled or depressed. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. A Christian school in Iowa is arming itself.
Stunned by the deadly shooting at Perry High School this month, officials at Siouxland Christian School in Sioux City say they will authorize a select group of staff members to carry guns on campus. Superintendent Lindsay Lorich says, quote, "We must employ all the tools and resources at our disposal in order to be prepared for the worst-case scenarios. Teachers and children should not be afraid to come to school." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's new patriotic education law went into effect January 1st, and religious freedom advocates are concerned. The legislation specifically states that the government is greater than any faith or deity, and that the state law supersedes all religious doctrines. International Christian Concern has reviewed the law and reports that one article requires that all Christians must promote core socialist values. This is SRN News. It was a record-breaking day on Wall Street Friday.
The S&P 500 rallied 1.2% Friday to surpass its prior all-time high set at the start of 2022. The benchmark index had dropped as much as 25% from that record on worries about much higher interest rates. Since then, inflation has cooled off, the economy has remained out of a recession, and the expectation is now for interest rates to ease. Tech stocks again helped lead the market, led by chip makers including Broadcom, Nvidia, and Advanced Micro Devices. The NASDAQ composite rose 1.7%. The Dow, which set its own record high last month, rose 395 points. That's about 1.1%. Seth Sutton, New York.
Beginning Sunday, the United States Postal Service will increase the cost of a first-class Forever U.S. postage stamp from the current 66 cents to 68. Postcard stamps will go from 51 to 53 cents. More details at srnnews.com.